The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. The special ten Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again to our silsila, the special 10, where we are, alhamdulillah azawajal, discussing the lives of those 10 blessed companions, the Ashra Mubashara, who have been given the glad tidings of paradise, who within this world by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And before we carry on with our silsila from where we had left off, inshallah azawajal, firstly we will listen to a blessing of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, O people, without doubt, the one to attain salvation quickly on the Day of Judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited Salat upon me in abundance in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we started looking at the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And we'll continuing with that, today we will look at his acceptance of Islam. And what led to him accepting Islam, what were some of the things that built up, and how did he accept Islam, how long did he take, and so on and so forth. So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, one narration is that he went to Syria for the purpose of his business and trading. And there he had a dream, which he then mentioned to a rahib, a monk called Bahira. Now Bahira, obviously having listened to his dream, he asked him, where have you come from? So he replied, I've come from Makkah al-Mukarramah. He asked him, which tribe do you belong to? He replied, I am from Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh. Then he asked him, what do you do? So he says that I am a merchant, I am a trader, I am a tradesman. So then that rahib, that monk, he said that if Allah Azza wa Jal makes your dream come true, then a prophet will be sent to you, to your nation, and you will be his minister in his life and his successor after his demise. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he kept this incident a secret and he did not tell anybody. Now when the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he announced his prophethood, the Holy Prophet ﷺ himself presented this incident in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as a proof. And instantly Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, after hearing this, straight away he says, I testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. And I also testify that Muhammad ﷺ is that you are a truthful messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he radiallahu anhu, he himself says that on that day, nobody in the entire city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, nobody was more happy than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon my acceptance of Islam. Another narration is that he radiallahu anhu had a dream in which he saw that a moon came down, a moon descended in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and it split into different parts, and each part of that moon entered in every house. And then after that, all those parts, they came together and formed a moon, and that moon landed in the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When he asked for the interpretation of this dream that he had seen, he was given the good news of the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of the fact that he would follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now even though Even though Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, obviously he accepted Islam instantly when he was when he heard about Islam, or when he was given invitation towards Islam by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But even before the announcement of prophethood by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had such a pure personality, such a wise individual he was, that he had never ever prostrated, did sajda in front of an idol. And because of that, he only had belief in one God, and he had belief in only one God. Imam Ibn Asakir rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he says that Sayyidina Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has narrated one of the blessings and virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to show the greatness and also how wise he was. He says, min fadli Abi Bakrin annahu lam yashukka fi Allahi sa'a. That from the virtues and the blessings of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is that he never had any doubt in Allah Azza wa Jal even for a moment. He never had any doubt in Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, it is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that seven people declared and made their Islam apparent. Seven people. Who was it? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir, and his mother Sayyidina Sumayya, and Hazrat Sayyidina Miqdad, Hazrat Sayyidina Suhaib, and Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he narrates that from amongst the people who made their Islam, who made their aqidah apparent first, was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, followed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he invited Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to Islam, what happened? He says, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he has narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomsoever I invited towards Islam, they pondered over it for some time. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is that individual that when I presented the invitation of Islam to him, then without any hesitation and without any pondering, he read the kalima and he accepted Islam. This is how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam. Now obviously one of the reasons that the scholars have stated is the fact that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had known the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for such a long time, and he had seen the signs and he had seen how the Prophet ﷺ was. So he had no hesitation in accepting the message that Rasulullah ﷺ was giving to him. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he says regarding the Iman, regarding the faith of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that لَوْ وُزِنَ إِيمَانُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ بِإِيمَانِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَرَجَحَ بِهِمْ. That if Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, if his iman was to be weighed alongside with the iman of the entire creation of the rest of the people in this world, so if Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his iman was on one side and everybody else their iman was on the other side, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's iman would still be stronger, would still be heavier. This is Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu commenting on the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he not only made his Islam apparent, but he was the first person, after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the first person who became a preacher of Islam, who openly preached Islam. And to the extent, now this is what I mentioned earlier on, that when we look at the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he was a merchant, he was a businessman. Now, businessmen generally are very careful regarding what they say about others, regarding their comments about other people, because it impacts their reputation, it impacts their business. So they tend to keep themselves to themselves. They don't criticize anybody, even though they see wrong. But because of their business, because of their needs in their business, they are forced to remain silent. And they don't. They go with the majority and they don't comment upon anybody's manners or anybody's matters. However, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam, which was a new religion at that time. So even though he was endangering his own reputation as a merchant, he knew he could be endangering his own reputation, but he accepted Islam. But he didn't only stop there. He saw benefit in this, the fact that he had accepted Islam. So he started to preach Islam. And on that very same day when he had accepted Islam, he went and preached to his close friends, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, Sayyidina Talha, Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair, and Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. On that very first day when he accepted Islam, he came to these people and he made individual effort upon them, gave them the invitation of Islam and made them enter Islam as well. And on the second day, he went to Sayyidina Uthman bin Mad'un, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf, and Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Salma, and Hazrat Sayyidina Arqam bin Abil Arqam. And he gave them the invitation towards Islam, and they also accepted Islam. So within 2 days, roughly around about 8 people accepted Islam through the individual efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, just within 2 days after he had accepted Islam. So this shows us the importance of giving neki ki dawat, of calling towards righteousness and forbidding evil. However, if we ponder over our own community now and over our own selves, we realize that this is something that we lack in. So just going slightly into this topic of invitation towards goodness and mentioning a couple of blessings that have been mentioned by the Holy Prophet ﷺ in the Ahadith Mubarakah. It is narrated that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, giving an example, he says that the example of the person abiding by Allah's order and restrictions in comparison to those who violate them is like the example of those people who drew lots for their seats in a boat. Some of them got seats in the upper part and the others in the lower. When the latter needed water, they had to go up to bring water, and that troubled the others. So they said, let us make a hole in our share of the ship and get water, saving those who are above us from troubling them. So if the people in the upper part left the others in the lower part, left the others to do what they had suggested, all the people of the ship would be destroyed. But if they prevented them, both parties would be safe. So regarding this hadith, it is stated in Mirat al-Manajis, this hadith has highlighted the importance of preventing evil and enjoining good deeds, ordering goodness with the help of a beautiful example. It was made clear that ignorance of this obligation of Amrum bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar, meaning calling people towards righteousness and preventing them from evil. Any ignorance to this by assuming that the evildoer, the person who is doing wrong, the person who is committing a sin, he is only going to be harming himself. He is not causing me any harm. He is the one that is going to suffer loss without causing us any loss. This is a mistaken idea. Why? Because the harmful effects of his sins will engulf the entire society. They will surround the entire society. Just like the person making a hole in the ship does not only drown himself, does not drown alone, but he rather causes all those who are on board to drown as well. In the same way, the evil of some evildoer spreads like a cancer in the society. And likewise, there are many other narrations that mention the importance and the blessings of calling towards righteousness. But this was a beautiful example that was given by the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which helps us to realize how important it is for us to carry out this task of invitation towards goodness. Now, once again, coming back to this topic, when we looked at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and his manner of trading, we looked at some qualities. And those same qualities, they helped Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in his propagation of Islam as well. Sayyidina Ibn Ishaq radiallahu anhu, he states that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam, he made it apparent, but at the same time also he started to give invitation towards Islam. Because, now these are the qualities that he possessed, because he was a very soft-hearted person. When other people were sad, he would participate in their sadness. And he was liked by everybody. and he was admired by everybody. And because he knew all the good and the bad in within the Quraysh, and he was a very famous, well-mannered merchant. And even everybody within Quraysh knew of his beautiful companionship, of his beautiful company. So they would come within his company, and when they would come, now these are the attributes that attracted them towards Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And what would happen when they would come to his company? He would invite them towards Islam. He would make individual effort. He would mention the blessings of Islam to them. He would mention the beautiful specialities that Islam possesses. And this way, they would be inclined towards Islam. And through his infiradi koshish, through his individual effort, he would make them accept Islam as well. So because of the beautiful qualities that he radiallahu anhu possessed, other people were attracted towards him. Once again, this highlights for us as Muslims in general about the qualities that we need to possess. Because we are out there as ambassadors of Islam. We are representing Islam. Now, especially if we are living in a non-Muslim country, when a non-Muslim looks at us, they don't only look at us as one individual. They don't only look at us as, oh, this is so-and-so person. They look at us as, this is a Muslim. So any act that we carry out, anything that we do is pinpointed, this is a Muslim. And this is what his Islam teaches him. Therefore, we need to be very careful regarding how we behave ourselves. And alhamdulillah, Islam has granted us guidelines as to how to live our lives. Islam has given us manners, has taught us manners. We just need to study and adapt these manners. We need to implement these manners into our own lives, like the Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan did. And this is what attracted people towards him. And in particular, for those who are preachers of religion, for those who preach religion, who preach to other people, for them it is a beautiful point within this, that they need to be people who participate when other people are sad. They go to them and they console them. They help to relieve their pains. They help to calm them in their sadness. And they should be people who are liked by everybody. And each and every Muslim is a preacher in his own way. It does not mean that only a person who is wearing a turban or who has a beard, who has a big status, for example, he's an imam of a masjid, or he's a person who comes and delivers a khutbah on the day of Friday, and so on and so forth. It's not only those people who are going to be given invitation towards goodness. It's not only those people who are going to be commanding good. It is the right and the responsibility of each and every Muslim to do so. It is the right that I must fulfill. It is the right that each and every one of us must fulfill. Because we are representatives of Islam. So we need to have these qualities. And we need to be people who are liked by other people, so people are attracted towards us. How do we adopt that? How do we achieve that? Simply by adopting the beautiful character of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. For that, come into the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Attach yourself with the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, and you will see that you are starting to automatically, inshallah azzawajal, develop these habits and these attributes within yourself. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, also another way that people became Muslim was because he was very pious and he possessed a great amount of fear for Allah Azza wa Jal. So he had within his courtyard, within his house, he had made a masjid where he would go and pray and he would recite the Holy Quran. So he would recite the Holy Quran there and he would pray there. And people, just looking at this beautiful sight, this faith enlightening sight, they would come and they would gather around him. And due to his recitation of the Quran, due to his worship and his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, people would become so impressed that through his action, through the means of his action, they would enter Islam, they would accept Islam. And this is also a Madani pearl for those who are preaching Islam, for those who are attempting to preach Islam, that when we preach Islam, it is not only just preaching. As they say, practice what you preach. So the first person that needs to implement anything that I say about Islam, I should try to firstly implement it upon myself. And once again, this is not only a person who's a preacher, each and every one of us. There would come a point within our lives when we go and tell somebody about Islam, when we teach somebody about Islam, when I tell him a point about Islam, maybe about the respect of parents, maybe about the sin, how much of a grave sin backbiting is, how much of a grave sin lying is. But all of those things that I am telling another person, am I also acting upon them myself? Or am I just saying them for the sake of it? This is another thing that we need to change within ourselves. This is a thing that we need to start to implement within our life. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've heard about the way that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, about the way that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came into Islam, and how quickly he accepted the invitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was invited towards Islam. And inshallah, from now on, from the next episode onwards, we would like to go into some of the qualities and the attributes that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu possessed, and what can we pick up from those attributes and qualities that he possessed. And there would be a lot to learn, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, regarding the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and a lot for us to pick up. So make sure you stay tuned, make sure you keep up with this silsila and with the remainder of the silsilas of Madani Channel as much as possible for you. And also encourage others to keep watching Madani Channels. Attach yourself with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami so we can truly gain the blessings of the Prophet and his companions. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to remember, act upon and pass on to others what has been said. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive any mistakes that have been made in this silsila. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The special ten sahaba رضي الله عنهم. The special ten sahaba رضي الله عنهم. The special ten sahaba رضي الله عنهم. The special ten sahaba رضي الله عنهم.